The biggest change occurred in November when Virginians elected Republican Glenn Youngkin as governor and restored a GOP majority to the House of Delegates. Virginia Tech professor and WFIR political analyst Bob Denson says the General Assembly Republicans are likely to closely follow Youngkin's agenda.
They're saying, I understand that Youngkin is the governor. We want to follow his lead, especially this first year.
Among the biggest questions facing the Republican majority in the House and Democratic majority in the Senate, agreeing on allocating an unprecedented budget surplus.
Well, one thing that we do know, there's certainly a lot of money in terms of the surplus, $3.5 billion. And so what do you do with that?
Youngkin campaigned on significantly increasing funds for education and providing tax relief for Virginians, like increasing some deductions and eliminating the food tax. But none of it happens without General Assembly approval, and that process begins today. Evan Jones, WFIR News.